Daf Tezvav. Taka learned the lechet, it stands by itself, meaning it was put up by itself. He didn't put it up for the reason of Shabbos. Rabbi says it's a lechet, Rabbi says it's not a lechet. Where they didn't rely on it yesterday, meaning it was another lechet and it fell down, everyone doesn't argue that it's not considered a lechet. Where they argue, Dafka, they relied on it on Friday afternoon. Rabbi says it's considered a lechet because you relied on it from yesterday. Rabbi says it's not considered a lechet because since originally he didn't have a mind for it, it's not considered a lechet. The Havman, I would think, since they are just like they argue by Lechi, they argue also by Mechitzas. So now we're going to try to bring Raya's one way or the other. One Raya says someone makes a sukkah between the trees, and the trees have walls for this kosher. So again, the Gemara says maybe it was planted originally for it. So the Gemara says Pshita, I would think maybe you might come to use a tree, Kamash, one that not. Next Raya, there was a tree or a gather or a bunch of bamboo. It's considered like a L-shaped bracket for the passive rois. So once this also here was originally done for this. So what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is Chitza Konim, each Kon is less than three Tvachim. As Abai asked from Rabbi if it's good or not, and we see that it's good. Another b'raisa, a tree that's on the ground, but the knife is not off the ground. Three tvachim ilarim talat underneath it. Here, also speak of where it was originally planted for it. So, why aren't you carrying the whole thing? Why did Rav the Shul say ilarim talat only based on time? Because sadira, the Gemara answers because sadira to shmishal avra, using for the airspace, and any deer that's a shmishal avra because of the guardhouse that they should sit there, we're not talat only up the base of time, but not more than the makam mishka, which is 50 by 100. Another raya, someone from Kalba Shabbos while he was on a mound that's 12 times tvachim, and it's from 4 tvachim to base asayim, or so to a stone that's deep 10, a ditch, and 4 amas to 10 to base asayim, and a kamak to and a shiboilis, which is a harvested standing to a, or stalks around it, he's allowed to go the whole thing, and out of it, 2,000 amas. Here too, I might think they made a tchil like this. Kamak could be good, but a tail and neck, what are you going to say? Elamai, we see mechitzas, everyone doesn't argue that it's considered mechitza. Where they argue about lechem, Abai holds that lechem is mechitza, mechitza that's made by itself is considered mechitza, Rabbi Latamin says lechem is a hacker. If you did it be a diamond, it's a hacker. If not, it's not a hacker. Then we try to bring now questions against that. Raisa says stones of a gather that comes out of the gather that are sticking, if they're moved less than three tvachim, you don't need another lechi. If it's more than three tvachim sticking out, you need another lechi. So here too, originally it was built that way. So it's pshita. I would think maybe he's coming to do this to build another wall. That's how he used to do it. Kamashman or not. Tashabar Abchia says one wall that one side is shorter than the other. Whether you can see from the outside, it's even from the inside. Whether you can see it from the inside, and it's equal on the outside, it's considered lechi. So here it's originally done like this. What's the kamashma? Kamashma, the nevichut shomei afnim is lechi. Toshma, Rav would sit in this mavi, Rav Huna sat in front of him and said to the shamas, go get me a pitcher of water. While he came, the lechi fell. So he showed him, and let's stand there, stay there. So Rav Huna said, don't you hold that you can be samech on the palm tree? He said, this rabbi looks like he never learned any Gemara. When are we samech on it? When it was yesterday. Timer because we're in Samech, but if there would be Samech, we'd consider Lechi. So let's say Abai and Rav argue only when they didn't rely on it, that's what they argue, but if they relied on it, it's considered Lechi. It's because there was this Barka, which is a tent, that was Bei Bar Chava, which Abai and Rav argued all the years whether it's a good Rishasayach or not. The Mishnah says, with anything you make a lech, even something that has a life, Rav Meir says it's aser, and it's Ritamash and Goyle, Rav Rashi says is a cover for the mace, and Rav Meir says it's tar, you lot to write Gita Noshem, and basically says it's puzzle. And the Gemara says, Mesech Tesuk, and all these things, because any mechitza, so man's beruach chaim is not considered mechitza. The Brisa says anything has a ruach chaim, don't make it not a wall for the sukkah, not a lechi for a mov, not pass the brois, and not a goyle for the kever. She basically said you're not allowed to write a get notion for it. What's the reason basically? Because it says safer. I would say only safer. How to be mad about anything? It says a chosel of b'chol makom. So why do I say the word safer? To tell you, just like a safer is something which doesn't have a life and doesn't eat. So to anything that doesn't have a life and doesn't eat, the Rabbanan doesn't say ba safer, it says safer, which means to say the story. The Rabbanan v'kosel what are they dashen? To tell you that dafka with ksav is mezgresh, not with money. Because I would think you makash yitzil avaya, get into kedushin, just like avaya is bekesu, yitzil is bekesu, kamash mo not. Basically, how do you know the svara? He learns out of safer creases. The safest curse is not something else's curse. Rabbanan, high safer creases, we need that something which cuts off totally between them. As we learned in the Braisa, someone tells his wife, hey, get amanah, said, you don't drink wine forever. Or you don't go home to your father's house forever. That's not a krisis because she's still connected to him because there's always a chance she might go back home. But if it's only for 30 days, it's a krisis. Basically, he learns it out from Korah's krisis. She said Korah's. But if it's a krisis, you learn both. About Korah's krisis, they don't dash. Next Mishnah. A group that rested in a valley and they surround with Kalim of Bahamian, you're not carrying it. As long as she not, it has to be a gather tall 10 tvachim and should not be more open than closed. Any pits is like 10 amis is mutter because it's like a doorway. More than that is asa.
The Gemara says, if it's exactly even the open space and the closed space, Rav Papa says, Mutter, Rav Huna Yeshua says, Asa. Rav Papa says, Mutter, this is what the Chum, the Banshan told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Lacha Moshe Masina, don't have more open than closed. When the Yeshua says, Asa, the Torah taught Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure most of it is closed. In the Mishnah, the Pirtza should not be more than the Binyan, but if it's the same as the Binyan's Mutter. So Rav Huna says, don't say, if it's like Binyan's Mutter, say, even if the Binyan's more than the Pirtza's Mutter, but Kabinyan's Asa. So let him say, your Pirtza's Kabinyan, well, this is good kasha, it's a kasha. Learned in the Brai says someone covers a sukkah with spits or boards of the bed, which are makabel tumah. If there's a space between them like them, and you fill it up with tzach kosher, it's kosher. So here too, we're saying when it goes in and out, you can be mitzamtzum. So Rambam says Madri makes a little extra. Rav says if it was done vertically, meaning north to south, then he puts it shesi, east to south, east to west. Shesi, that's an erev. Last Brisa learned a shiur that rested in a bika and they're surrounded with camels or their saddles or their pillows or their loads or bekanim with bamboo, the cocks of stalks, a lot of them tattle in it, as long as it shouldn't be between one camel and another camel, the size of a camel, or between one saddle and another saddle, the size of a saddle, and between one avit to another avit, which is a pillow to another pillow, can live it. So when it says, it doesn't go straight in, it's not equal, and therefore it's a little bit more closed than open. This is the end of Daf Tezvav.